But first, this lunchtime, the Reserve Bank has given its strongest indication yet that it will cut interest rates, possibly as early as next month. The signals in the minutes from the RBA's latest meeting confirm that it will regard any rise in the jobless rate as the trigger for a cut. There are already several indicators that the Australian economy is slowing, and today we've seen further intensification of the US-China trade war, and we'll have more on that Huawei-Google story shortly. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is just back from the RBA's Sydney headquarters, where the minutes of the last meeting were released, and he joins me now in the studio. Peter, what's in these minutes that makes it so clear that the RBA board is poised to cut rates?
Well, Eleanor, the big headline out of this is that after a year or so of sitting on the interest rates fence, the Reserve Bank has now very clearly moved to an easing bias, which means that it's prepared to cut rates, and it signalled that. The minutes of the board discuss the scenario where inflation failed to move higher. Remember, that's the Reserve Bank's key mandate, and also that the jobless rate trended higher. We have both of those conditions now, with inflation of 1.3% well outside the target band, and also that the jobless rate, as we saw last Thursday, is on the rise now at 5.2%, so two ticks. The minutes say in those circumstances that a, quote, decrease in the cash rate would likely be appropriate. And the RBA is still betting, though, that the jobless rate will fall in the medium term as low as 4.5%, but the latest data shows that that bet may not be coming off. So money markets are now factoring in a 70% chance of a rate cut at the June meeting and perhaps a follow-up in the months to come.
So we know the economy is slowing. Rates are already at an historic low. How big an impact would a rate cut have, even if the banks do pass it on in full?
Well, banks remain very unpopular, and the minutes say funding costs are lower, so it's going to be very hard PR-wise for banks to not pass on any cut in full, especially after the bad images out of last year's Banking Royal Commission. The Reserve Bank does note that the effect of lower interest rates is smaller these days, especially when confronting high levels of household debt, which are exacerbated by the current housing correction. But given concerns about falling household consumption as consumers pay down their debt, the Reserve Bank still thinks that a cash rate cut could be useful in getting consumers to spend. And of course, promised tax cuts would stimulate spending, but Scott Morrison has warned that could well be delayed, making Reserve Bank stimulus even more important.
Now, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is of course still celebrating his victory on the weekend, but it's clear now that he does have some pretty big challenges on the economic front. Did the RBA board minutes have anything to say about that?
Well, they didn't specifically mention that, but they say that the rising jobless rate, growth forecasts downgraded. This is all information that's out there. Slow wages growth is still below budget forecasts. These are factors that could put pressure on the projected budget surplus for the next financial year, and that makes it even tougher for Scott Morrison as he works to retain and maintain that 28 years of unbroken economic growth.
Just finally, Peter, what's the Reserve Bank Board saying about the escalating trade war between the US and China?
Well, the minutes came from the May meeting, and that was before the latest escalation with Google cutting business ties with Huawei. But the Reserve Bank notes, quote, significant uncertainty for global growth because of US-China trade tensions, which have escalated. And this is very important because China is Australia's biggest trading partner. So what affects China leaves Australia exposed given the exports of resources to feed Chinese growth. So if you consider the impact of Donald Trump's tweets and all his rhetoric, central banks are bracing for more. And already the US investment bank Morgan Stanley has warned of a global recession if trade tensions explode into a fully blown trade war.
Scary. Peter Ryan, the ABC senior business correspondent, thank you.